May I suggest something?
Certainly not, no. Because Springbok Radio are about to invite our listeners to lean back, put the feet up, and spend the next half hour with the Bowler, Brolly, and Briefcase Brigade.
And then from the ministry.
This week, our story takes us to one of the nerve centers of the civil service, the office of the Minister of Trade, where we find the minister himself in urgent consultation with Permanent Undersecretary Sir Gregory Pitkin.
We've got a problem, Pitkin.
Oh, we have. I mean, you have.
We have, yes. There are too many fruits in this country.
Live and let live, I always say. Everyone to their own thing.
Don't be ridiculous, man. If we left everyone to their own devices, we'd be overrun with them.
Well, that doesn't quite follow. I mean,
we've got to keep control of the fruit growers, man.
The fruit growers? Oh, yes.
There are a few too many of them as it is, and they've all had terribly good crops this year. And under the new Agricultural Act, the government's had to buy it all.
Oh, dear.
It's more than that, Pitkin. We've got to move it, and we've got to move it overseas. A big trade order would be the thing. Mm. I want you to get your chaps moving on things right away.
Very good, Minister.
Oh, and Pitkin, if you mess this one up, I'll have a piece of fruit for you.
Oh. What's that, Minister?
You'll get a raspberry.
Right then, number two. How are we going along with the import-export problem we're supposed to be solving?
We were?
Yes, of course. Don't you remember? We had to find something to catch the interest of the rest of the world and help our balance of payments problem.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. And I've had a rather marvelous idea.
Well, I hope it's more intelligent than the one you had last, your easy-release braces.
Those braces were nearly a great success, you know. I went down to the patents office and showed them everything.
Yes, sir. So I heard, and very embarrassed they were about it, too.
Well, this is something very special. Very special indeed.
All right, break it to me gently, will you?
Well, you know the government's very worried about all the luxury goods we have to import.
Yes, I know. Wines and perfumes and so on.
So, I've invented a British perfume.
Oh, glory. What is it? London Smog?
Certainly not. I boiled some geraniums and filtered the liquid through an old pullover. Then I added a drop of ink to give it color and aftershave for smell. And here it is. I call it Midnights in Mayfair.
Oof. Good grief, number two. Midnights in Mayfair. I think I'd call it Evenings in the Change Rooms.
Oh. Well, don't you see any possibility?
Oh, dear. Only one. You'll have the sanitary inspector up here again.
But the balance of payments problem...
Number two. When Sir Gregory tells us to concentrate on import-export problems, he didn't want us to spend our time boiling geraniums. He meant us to think, to devise plans for making better use of what already exists. I, for instance, have been thinking deeply about the input-output ratios, seeking ways to reduce overheads by redeploying facilities.
Oh, yes. And have you found any?
As a matter of fact, no. Now, look, please cork that stuff up and put it somewhere, would you?
All right, for some people, isn't it? Anyway,
there you are, you two.
Now, good morning, Sir Gregory. How do you?
Good morning. Good morning.
A curious man around here. Bit musty, isn't it?
Yes. That's because the windows are closed.
Why don't you open them?
Well, we could, but we can't, because the pigeons would get in.
I see. Anyway, tell me, what have you done about that planning job I gave you?
Well, we've been thinking very hard, Sir Gregory. We've had lots of ideas, but it's possibly a little too soon for anything definite.
What you mean is that you haven't even got the smell of an idea yet, have you?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I'll give you something definite.
Oh, yes, and what's that, Sir Gregory?
Fruits.
Fruits, Sir Gregory?
Yes. The government's been encouraging the farmers to grow soft fruits. Now we've got huge crops of strawberries and raspberries and loganberries, all sorts of berries.
Oh, I can well imagine, yes.
The government's had to buy them all up, and now they don't know what to do with them.
We might have some ideas about that, Sir Gregory.
Yes, I had the same idea. Actually, I've already told them.
And did they?
Not yet. They haven't had time. No. I told them to can them all. Then export them, and that's where you two come in.
But we've no canning facilities here. I mean, we'll do what we can, Sir Gregory, but we can't can we?
I know that perfectly well, Lamb. Your job is to find people who can.
People who can?
People who can. I mean, people who can. And you'll also have to appoint people to carry through the rest of the job. Not only canning, but also exporting and mounting a big advertising campaign. You've got fat government contract to bestow, so get on with it. And don't you dare make a muck of it.
Well. Where on earth do we start with a job like this?
Ooh, it's quite simple, my dear fellow. We just go to the fruits board.
I suppose this is the right place, number one?
Yes, of course. Yes, Secretariat British Fruit Board. Yes, it's the obvious place to find out all about fruits, isn't it?
Come in. Well, hello.
goodbye.
Come back here. Come here, number two. Just stand there. And now then, Mr. Ra.
I'm gay, dear.
I'm sure you are, ducky.
My name's Gay, dear. Leonard Gay, dear.
Yes, of course. Well, we are here to...
But all my friends call me Lenny.
Well, Jenny.
Lenny,
yes. We're Roland Lennox Brown and Richard Lamb from the General Assistance Department in Whitehall.
Well, bully for you, but what do you want?
We're here to talk about the fruit to be canned and exported, you see?
Oh, well, you don't want me, then.
You're right there.
I don't handle itty-bitty things like that.
Itty-bitty? There are some big government contracts being awarded for this, for canning and exporting and advertising, the lot.
Well, like I said, itty-bitty things. Actually, the minister tried to lumber me with that job, but I said I was too busy, so he's going to call in some idiot or other to take it over.
He must have been talking about Sir Gregory.
Please, I will handle this if you don't mind, number two. Now, look here, Penny.
Lenny.
We've got to handle this job, and we're going to handle it with our normal efficiency. So, please, who can handle the canning for a start?
Well, let's see. Have you tried Snetherthwaite's canning factory?
Well, we haven't tried anyone yet.
Well, you'll never get anywhere unless you do, you know. Yes, Snetherthwaite Canners. Here's the address on this card. Tell them I sent you. They've worked for us before. As a matter of fact, I think they're still working on something for us at this very moment.
Oh, picking up prunes and chucking them into cans. Using my tweezers so I don't get juicy hands. I'm so tired of doing it every blasted day. No. Hello.
Hey, young Bertram.
Come here.
What is it you want now?
There's got to be an easier way of doing this than how we're doing it. Picking up prunes with a pair of tweezers and sticking them in the tins. It's ridiculous.
But, Humbert, we've been doing it that way for 40 years now.
Yes, I know, but it's just struck me. There has to be an easier way. And besides, me tweezers aren't what they used to be, you know. They're losing their spring.
That's happened to a lot of things in the past 40 years, Humbert.
Now, just a minute before you start getting too personal.
Yes. How's our new line going to go down, do you think? Prunes in sardine oil.
Oh, it'll go down all right. Yeah. Making it stay down is what they'll have to worry about.
Yes.
Now, it's time we thought of something else besides prunes, though.
Yeah, well, they've been keeping us going for 40 years, prunes,
have they? I know they have. Oh. Only too well do I know it, yes. Still, it's time we branched out a bit. We've got to keep up with the times. We've got to move.
Well, you'll never find anything better than prunes for that.
You've got to be careful, Lo. You'll be getting in a rut. Don't you want something different?
Well, I wouldn't mind a bit of razzling.
A
Bit of what, Lol?
Vaseline, you know, dashing about, having a ball, doing my thing. Before I get past it.
Past it?
Yes.
I got news for you, Lol. You passed it years ago.
Now, I'm back.
In fact, you're so far past it, you're just about to pass it again, coming back. Shut up, Lol. Here, if the workers hear that, they'll think it's the non-shooter.
Workers? What workers?
Well, me for a start. Who the flaming heck's that? Come in!
Good morning, Mr. Snellisweight.
That's right, yes. Who are you?
Well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Roland Lennox Brown from Whitehall, and this is Richard Lamb, my colleague.
Oh, well, this is Lolita, my baggage.
How do you do?
How do you do, then?
We're here to talk about a special export order involving perhaps millions of cans of fruits for export. Could you handle the canning?
No.
She means no trouble at all. No job too big, no job too small. That's our motto.
Good, good. You have the staff and equipment to handle such a contract, of course?
No.
She means no problem at all about that. We are fully equipped to handle any canning operation, yes. Just give us the tins and the goods and we'll take it from there, won't we, Lol?
No.
She means no delays at this end. When do we start?
Well, you've got the job, Mr. Snellisweight, so you can go ahead and get your factory geared up for maximum production. And we'll be in touch with you again after we've worked out things with the sales and advertising people.
Splendid. Splendid.
Good. Right. Well, cheerio then.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Well, I said it was time we branched out, Lol. Looks like we branched.
But how are we going to do it? And what's all this about having a big staff?
Well, there's Sydney and Cecil and Sally and Simon and all their kids. We can bring them all in.
Yes, and all the equipment you were talking about?
Oh, nothing to it, Lol. All it means is we've got to buy a few more pairs of tweezers.
I say, number one, this is rather an impressive office, isn't it?
Yeah, should be, for a company with a name like Guggenheimer, 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 and Guggenheimer.
I think you missed one out.
How can anyone miss out a name like Guggenheimer?
It's a beautiful carpet, though. It's so deep I can't even see my shoes.
Can't you? Yeah, I can see mine.
Eh? Well, that's funny. I must have forgotten to put mine on.
Mr. Guggenheimer will see you now, gentlemen. This way, please.
I say, number one, do you think we could teach Mildred to walk like that?
Not if we want to keep her as our secretary, no.
In here, please, gentlemen. Mr. Guggenheimer, Mr. Lennox Brown, and Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, Linda, honey. Come right in, gents. I'm glad to meet you.
Well, how do you do? How do you do?
Well, now, gents. Guggenheimer, and Guggenheimer have been giving this problem of yours a great deal of thought. Oh, yeah. A great deal of thought.
Before you start, which one are you?
I beg your pardon.
I mean, are you Guggenheimer, or Guggenheimer?
Well, I'm Guggenheimer here.
Oh, I'm fine.
Thank you. Will P. Guggenheimer. And we're going to be working real close on this deal, so call me Will, will you?
Yes, of course we will.
Yes, of course. Now, what we've done so far is to run a few ideas up the flagpole to see who salutes.
And who did?
Well, nobody yet. But advertising-wise, these things take a little time. But we got great ideas, just great. Yeah. Wait until the world is hit by our campaign, slogan-wise. Now, you listen to this. See this can that I've just grasped? Open quick and have a rasp.
Rasp?
Yeah, short for raspberry. And then, of course, there's the others. Yeah, see this can? Well, don't just leer. Open quick and have a peer.
Yes, I'm beginning to get the message.
Then are the others, of course. You see this can? Don't just dabble. Open quick and have an apple. No, that's not all. Now, this one took a bit of working out, though. Listen to this. You see this can? Don't add it. Orb. Open quick and have a straw.
I say, this gets better and better.
Does it?
Could I have a try?
Why, sure, Lammy, baby. You go right ahead.
Right, right. You listen to this.
Right.
You see this can? Don't just gape. Open quick and have a banana.
Yeah. The basic idea is there. Yeah. It needs a bit of working on, I think.
Yes, well, we can all go ahead now, can we, Mr. Guggenheimer?
We sure can. Hey, did you hear that? We sure can. Great gag, eh? Great gag.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, very good. Very good indeed.
How did that go again?
Hello, look.
Bernard, it's you. I thought it was...
Yeah, it was me.
I thought it was time you were coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm here. Still all alone, are you?
I haven't seen Noddy and Big Ears for days.
Right.
They're off on this export lark, you know.
Export lark, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought we'd get out the old bike and do a tour up on the N1, then drop in at Nat's Cafe for a couple of cod burgers.
Oh, no, I can't, Bern. Somebody's got to look after the office. Oh. There's calls coming through all the time from the people who are selling the cans and the people who are advertising what's in the cans and then what's going to fill the cans.
Hey, what about them that's going to make the cans?
Oh, well, that's what Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb are doing today. They've gone to see the MCC.
The MCC? I thought you said they were going to look at cans, not at cricket.
They are. The MCC, Meenal's Can Company.
Mr. Lennox Brown, modern can making is a highly complicated and competitive business.
I'm sure it must be, yes.
Indubitably.
A can is not just a can, you understand.
Oh, it isn't?
No, not in this factory. We do not produce cans. We produce what I might call sphericical extrusions of craftsmanship in metal. Each one a very table masterpiece.
Tell me, why do you call it the Meenal Can Company, then?
Well, there's a very good reason for that. You see, that's all there was room for when we came to write it up on the factory chimney.
Oh, I see.
I mean to say, so many members of our population are virtually illiterate, are they not? You would agree with that. They might be confused if they saw Meenal's sphericical extrusions of craftsmanship in metal on the chimney, might they not?
Oh, it's true. Yes, true. Yes. How very true, yes. Now, Mr. Phenomenal, we require a very large number of cans.
The sphericical extrusions.
I'm so sorry. Sphericical extrusions.
Each one a labor of love, tried and tested by my own hands.
Of course, exactly. And this is what raises certain doubts in my mind. You see, we need 1 million cans. I'm sorry. 1 million spheristical extrusion in a hurry.
One million? 1 million?
Oh, but of course, but if not more. Now, could you produce 1 million spheristical extrusions, hand-tried and hand-tested in the next few weeks?
Not a chance, no.
Oh, well, there you are, you see.
But I can let you have 1 million cans, just sign there. Look.
Well, there we are, number two. Mission virtually accomplished. I think there'll be rewards for this. Oh, yes, indeed.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, quite obviously, they must acknowledge the part we've played in the whole deal.
The honor, of course, will go to the department, not to individuals, but as head of the department, I expect I'll be asked to accept some trifling recognition, a knighthood or something like that.
A knighthood? A knighthood for you?
Yes, and why not?
Well, what about me?
Oh, really, you mustn't be greedy, number two. After all, you were only doing your job, weren't you?
But I, after all, I...
Oh, yes, I can see it now. Sir Roland Lennox Brown. That should look rather good on my library ticket. Hmm?
Well, I certainly hope nothing goes wrong. I have an awful niggling feeling that we've forgotten something.
Oh, nonsense, number two. We've covered every possible angle. But if you're not happy, let's examine it all again, step by step. Now, you check through the contracts. What have you got in there?
Right, yes. Here they are. Good. I've got
them. Right, number one. Mm-hmm. The fruit has all been delivered to Snetherthwaite and Snetherthwaite.
Right. There's no problem there.
Good. Number two. Mr. Guggenheimer is ready to launch worldwide advertising campaign.
Yes, that's all right, too.
Very good. Number three. We have ordered 1 million can labels, which will sell Jubilee fruits to eager buyers everywhere.
Yes, that's right. What's next?
Step number four. Snetherthwaite and Snetherthwaite have contracted to fill 1 million cans, which will be supplied and subsequently sealed by the Meenal Can Company.
Not quite, number one.
Not quite? What do you mean, not quite?
It doesn't exactly say, and subsequently.
Hmm? But it must do. I distinctly remember dictating and subsequently in Mr. Phenomenal's contract.
Well, you might have done, yes. But Mildred didn't know how to spell it. And she asked me, you
see. I see. So?
I didn't know how to spell it either. So we left it out.
You left it out? That means we have contracted the Meenal Can Company to supply 1 million cans sealed.
Yes, well, I didn't know.
Yes, all right, number two. Boggling won't help. Shut up, please. Would you mind? Pull yourself together. General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown speaking.
Humbert Snetherthwaite of Snetherthwaite and Snetherthwaite here.
Yes, Mr. Snetherthwaite, is there something?
How am I supposed to get the fruit into these perishing cans? Bore a hole in each of them?
Are they all sealed, Mr. Snetherth?
Every perishing one of them. My Lolita won't believe it, though, the silly sausage. She's worn out 6 pairs of tweezers, and she's up to her eyes in fruit juice trying to get them in.
Mr. Snetherth, just hold everything.
Even my Lolita?
Her, most of all. Look, don't do anything more until you hear from me. Goodbye.
Number one. What are we going to do?
Well, what you're going to do is to get Mr. Guggenheimer on the phone for me and then sit back and watch a genius at work. There might just be a way out of this.
And here is the news read by Mortimer Thripp. Britain has done it again. World markets have been staggered by the success of our latest export, canned London Air. 1 million cans of genuine, pure London Air, canned only 100 yards from Billingsgate Fish Market, have been snapped up by eager buyers in America, Asia, Russia, and on the continent. American salesmen are already on their way to Britain with samples of their competitive product, Los Angeles Smug. And Russia intends making a strong bid for a stake in this rich new market with their Moscow miasma. It is understood that the Kremlin is behind it.
You idiotic, imbecilic, bird-brained, pin-headed, cretinous moron.
Is there something wrong, Sir Gregory?
Wrong? Well, of course there is something wrong. You made an absolute mess of this fruit business.
No, but it's all sorted out, Sir Gregory. We sold 1 million cans of pure London Air overseas, and we've had to order another 1 million. It's turning into one of our biggest exports.
Yes, well, something good did come of it. But what about the thousands of tons of surplus fruit that are lying around rotting somewhere?
Ah, but there aren't, Sir Gregory.
There aren't?
No, actually, there are new export line. I'm just waiting for the new labels to arrive.
What new label?
Well, it was going to be a Jubilee Fruits, but that wasn't really suitable for punch.
For punch? Explain yourself, man, or you'll get one. What punch?
Well, it's rather a pleasant one, actually. Made from fruit personally trodden by Humbert and Lolita Snetherthwaite and a relative.
Good. Oh, I see.
There you are, Sir Gregory. Do try a sample bottle with the compliments of the General Assistance Department. There we are. Jubilee Juice, Chateau Billingsgate, 1977.
Jolly good luck.
Bye bye.
Mixed in with the fruits is the men for the ministry tonight for John Simpson and Roger Service. Avoiding a punch-up were Maureen Adair, Tommy Reed and Tom Meehan.
Script and production by Tom Meehan. Direction by Brian Squires. Join the whole mad bunch at the same time next week for another romp down the corridors of power with the men from the ministry.